kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk.
Welcome back to the program. You're with The Picture Show here on News Talk 106 to 108 FM, and I'm Philip Molloy. And now we're joined by John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan, the stars of the comedic biopic Stan and Ollie, which opened here yesterday, and the movie's director, the Scottish filmmaker John S. Baird. The film opens with two time captions, 1937 and 1953, and shows how the lives and careers of Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy are transformed during that period. Their film career has collapsed. Stan and Ollie are on their uppers. They have no money, and they have to come to England and Ireland to undertake a tour of music halls. And when we met at one of those music halls in Dublin yesterday, the Olympia, I began by asking John S. Baird to summarise the state of their careers as a comedy double act at the time.
What has happened is they've fallen out of favour, really, as film stars. And we also find out that Oliver has done a film with another partner, and that has caused a slight divide between the two of them, which they have to get over. You know, so I suppose you're right that what did happen in between those periods is the sort of the reason for the premise of the film.
Yeah. Now, John, you didn't have a lot of money, I gather. And you had to concentrate on rehearsals throughout the... Is that true?
Well, we had enough money to do it very well. Mm-hmm. You know, John was very clever in that way. He really maximized the money that we had to make the film look like, you know, a proper period film, and the costumes and makeup and all that were spot on and done by some of the most talented people in the business. So sometimes economy of means focuses the mind and the schedule. Mm-hmm. And John had a crackerjack Scottish AD team that was kept us running smoothly the whole time. And
they don't like to waste money, the Scots.
No. Yeah. We're glad you said that.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, but it's one of the great achievements of the film, actually. I think that you know, that, and it was one of my first kind of hesitations, was like, you know, do we really have the money to do a period film with proper prosthetic makeup and all that, and it's often a mistake that directors make, where they allocate too much resources towards one thing and not enough towards another. And John beautifully balanced the whole thing so that he made the film that you see.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of publicity about Christian Bale's role in Vice. He's put on an awful lot of weight, obviously.
Sure.
And in your case, I gather, you put on about, you used a wet or a suit.
Prosthetics and a fat suit, yeah. I mean, if it was a smaller amount of weight that I had to gain, I would consider it. But, you know, Oliver was a good 100 pounds heavier than me, so I think that would be unhealthy to do. But yeah. And also, we had to be two different. I had to be two different sizes. You know, Oliver was one size in 1937, and he had gained quite a bit of weight by 1953. So, we used artifice to our advantage.
Yeah, I had a chin and some ears, and we had to switch eye colors as well.
Oh, why?
Because my eyes are brown and John's are blue, and it's Laurel and Hardy is the reverse.
Oh, I see.
So they color contact lenses that they wear every day, until Steve got an infection in his eyes and. It's a long story.
Yeah, well, you tell them. There's like 3 days filming where we had to use a computer to change my eye color in every frame because I couldn't wear the lenses.
It's pains to
hear. This is not a joke. This is true.
No, yeah. It's true. It's totally true.
Is it true, by the way, John, that you cried when you read the script?
I did, yeah. I read the script and wasn't expecting it to be an emotional story. I thought it was going to be a comedy, like probably a lot of people when they heard that we were making a film about Laurel and Hardy. But that's why we called it Stan and Ollie, because I think if we'd called it Laurel and Hardy, the people would have expected an out-and-out mm-hmm. comedy. But this is very much an emotional tale about these two guys who just happen to be two of the most iconic performers that we've had. But yeah, I did cry, and I actually cried watching the film back for the first time. and subsequently. But it is an emotional tale. It's got comedic moments in it, but it's a love story, you know.
And was there one thing in particular that really provoked a response?
Yeah, I think for me, the moment when Ollie's in bed and he's suffering, and Stan goes to visit him after the argument that they've had, and he climbs in bed with Ollie like they did in their films, and he holds his hand, you know, to warm his hand up, and it's a beautiful, simple moment. But that's the one that really gets the tears going, I think.
Steve, I think you said that the relationship is a bit like an arranged marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Where they eventually that's learn to love each other.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that sounds like a good line.
Well, it is. They were brought together by Hal Roach and put together artificially. In doing that, I think Hal Roach perhaps was probably as much a surprise to him, created one of the biggest, probably the biggest double act the world has ever known.
Did he actually say to them, become a double act?
Yeah, he said, go. They were known low ranking performers, and he said, go and do your stuff and create a double act. And that's what brought them together. And John and I were sort of similarly brought together in a slightly artificial way because we weren't best buddies or anything. But we then had to sort of create our relationship. But there's a lot of parallels between our process of rehearsing the routines and the process of Laurel Hardy having to rehearse those routines as well. So, yeah.
And John, did you visit many of the old music halls that are used in the film?
We shot in a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you see us in a theater in the film, we are in a real theater, just like this place. And we shot the film in England, but we found a place in Wimbledon, yeah, that looked just like this, not quite as beautiful, but close enough to evoke their time here. You know, Laurel and Hardy performed on this very stage, just where we're sitting.
Earlier in the week, I spoke to director John S. Baird from a studio in London, and he gave me a bit more background on how the movie came about. John, you're probably best known for the film version of Irvin Welsh's Filt.
Yeah.
And Stan and Ollie is a very different prospect. What attracted you to it?
Well, that in itself, the fact that it was very different, Philip, you know, I wanted to do something that was a million miles away from Filth, because I didn't want to get into the same kind of territory and then be labelled as someone who just does that type of film and then not be given an opportunity to do anything else for the rest of my career. So it was a conscious decision to find something that was very, very different. And I'd always been a fan of Laurel and Hardy. And so when this script turned up, I thought, oh, this is a great opportunity to, one, to do something I love, and two, to do something very different, you know.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the script? It's by the writer has a relationship with Steve Coogan, is that right?
That's right. They both did Philomena together.
Yeah.
Jeff, they were both nominated for an Academy Award for that script. So we were fortunate that kind of caliber of writing was put into the script. It was originally actually a television movie idea, and then it just grew and grew and outgrew that, and BBC Films took it on, and then it became a movie. So, but the original idea was a TV film.
Mm. Now, does the story of the tour, of the music hall tour, is it generally true?
Yes, it's based on reality. Yeah, what actually happened, Philip, is that there was a few tours of Europe that they had done. So we amalgamated some of the things that happened from the tours into this one tour, some of the places that they went, I should say. But it's based on that tour. Yeah. Based on that real tour.
Did you actually research the British Irish music hall scene in the 50s?
Yeah, we did a lot of research for that, you know, and we spoke to a lot of people who'd actually seen Laurel and Hardy in their tours in the 50s as well. And we shot at some of the places that they had been in London, especially. So we did a lot of that. You know, we looked into a lot of that that world. You know, and our production designer had to, you know, to replicate the look. You know, some of the sketches that Laurel and Hardy had done on stage, we replicated as well.
Now, Laurel and Hardy, they're played obviously by Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly, and it's usual, I think you could say, for critics to talk about performances, of characters like this by talk about them going beyond mere impersonation. Mm-hmm. But these are brilliant impersonations, the kind that you can only be achieved, I suppose, by exceptionally intelligent actors. They're first class.
Yeah, well, it also, Philip, as well, the dedication, you know, they obviously have to have the talent, but the dedication that these two guys put in to the routines was absolutely astounding. You know, and how long it took them to, you know, how long they worked with the choreographer on these routines. It was really mind-blowing how much responsibility they took and dedication they took. So, you know, if these guys get anything out of it, then they deserve it, because they've really put the work in here.
Yeah. And were these two guys your first choices all along for the roles?
They were. Yeah, we're very lucky to get them as our first choices. John C. Reilly said something really interesting to me about it. And he said, you know, it's a terrifying prospect, playing Oliver Hardy, he says, but it's even more terrifying, the thought of someone else playing him. So I thought, oh, that's a great way to look. And I just knew then that how much he was going to put into that, you know. And Steve was exactly the same. You know, they were playing their heroes, you know, and therefore it was a lot of pressure not to drop the ball and let people down.
The Picture Show.
Is this where I'm going to be a star?
On News Talk